Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jody. May I please have the zip code on the account you've called in about today?
30189.
Thank you. Your first and last name, please.
Elaine Londano.
All right. Thank you for that. Give me 1 second to locate that account. And may I ask the reason for your call today?
Yeah, I saw your ad on Facebook, and it was for a the mixer, electric mixer. And I paid, it was supposed to be like $2 to, it was like a, to win the food mixer and KitchenAid, that was it, the KitchenAid. And it was like $5.95, and then you took out $56 out of my account yesterday. And I'm just curious as to why. Am I getting the mixer, or why did you take the money?
All right, I'll take a look at that for you. The zip code again, you said that was 30189?
Yes.
All right.
It was like a quiz to win the KitchenAid. Well, it said you paid the $2 and you won the KitchenAid, but then it said you've been entered into the quiz to win the KitchenAid, and then you took $56 out of my account yesterday.
All right, so will you spell your last name, please?
London with an L at the end.
Okay. All right, thank you. I've located this account, and please verify your address.
110 Eagle Glen Drive, Woodstock, Georgia, 30189.
All right, thank you for that. So once the account loads, I'll be able to give you those details.
Okay.
Give me just a second here. Thank you. I'm sorry, my system's moving just a little slow. Hang there 1 second. All right, so that was a $5.74 one-time entry fee to win that mixer. The $56.95 is the membership fee. It buys it buys you a $125 e-gift voucher each month. So it sounds like maybe the terms weren't fully understood or maybe overlooked. So how can I help you with this today? They have the drawing once a month.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't sign up to pay $56 for anything. I just signed up to win the KitchenAid. That was it. And it was supposed to be $2, but you took out $5 and something. And then you took $56.
Okay, so I don't provide services for the various items that are offered or won, but this $5.74 was for the entry fee.
But it said it was $2 on the ad.
I'm not sure. I don't see a $2 charge. I'm not sure about that.
Well, I would like my money back, because otherwise I'm going to flag it as a scam with my bank.
Okay. I'll have the account canceled whenever you're ready. I have a cancellation number for you.
Okay, and then you're going to give me my money back?
I can apply a 50% refund to that charge.
50%? Just stole money, basically.
Well, if you'll hang in there with me 1 second, I'll see.
I mean, that's a scam to me. You just stole my money. Because it's false advertising, number one. And then you took money without my authorization. So that's stealing. I didn't sign anything.
Yeah. So, again, it sounds like there was a misunderstanding of our terms. I'll go ahead and issue that full refund. Whenever you're ready, I have a cancellation number for you.
Okay, Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
All right, that number is C, as in cancel, 261-13-101.
Okay. All right, and you're going to give me my money back?
Yes. There's been a refund issued for $56.95. You should see it back in 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling customer support.